710 KPND. Depend on us.
12 minutes of nonstop news starts now with Lori Robb. I'm Frank Bonacquesti. Deschutes County 911 confirms a structure fire in downtown Bend early this morning. It was reported shortly after 4 o'clock in the area of Northwest Georgia. More than 15 people called in. Some said they heard explosions. Early reports indicate one man may have been burned in the fire. Several Bend fire units responded to the fire, with Bend police assisting in the emergency.
In other breaking news, Highway 20 near Brothers has reopened this morning, but it was closed for miles and for several hours last night after a semi-tanker flipped over onto its side. Emergency officials say more than a 60-mile stretch of Highway 20 East was shut down. TripCheck reports that it's still slow for drivers in that area, which is about 50 miles east of Bend.
From last night's Bend City Council meeting,
I move to authorize a guaranteed maximum price amendment to the CMGC contract with M.A. Mortensen Construction, setting the GMP at $23,679,438 for construction of the intake facility modifications and raw water conduit for the surface water improvement project.
I'll second to that.
And with that, last night, the Bend City Council approved a contract payment of over $23 million to M.A. Mortensen Construction for the intake facility modifications and raw water conduit for the surface water improvement project. The price agreed to is a maximum price and includes payment for previously authorized work. Councilor Jim Clinton was the only dissenting vote, saying he still believes the city is paying too much for a project that has too many questions.
1110 KBND News Time is 5:07.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 7th. From News Talk 1110 KBND.
Look for work being done on Franklin between Bond and Harriman. They're going to do some pothole patching today. Start about 7 o'clock.
1110 KBND Weather.
Easy for you to say, pothole patching. Central Oregon weather today, clouds with occasional showers. Pretty warm with a high near 58, maybe even 60 degrees in Bend.
Right now we're looking at 41 degrees in Bend at 1110 KBND.
People who love to spend time in the local forests are critical of the Forest Service's new method of managing use in local forests. The changes on the Deschutes and Ochoco National Forest and Crooked River National Grassland are part of a national standard being handed down from Washington. Molly Chaudet, the lead strategic planner behind the new maps, explains that going forward, signs will not be in place, so you'll need the new maps to see which roads are open to the public. In the past, the maps weren't as crucial because people could assume the areas were available.
Mostly the forest was open unless it was posted closed, and now it's closed unless it's shown as open on the map. All the roads that are closed are not marked as closed on the ground, so again, people need to understand how to read the maps and be able to tell what roads are open and which are closed.
Speaking to our news partner, News Channel 21, Chaudet says she knows the maps are challenging, but they're required to follow the national standard. By the way, the maximum penalty for driving on a closed Forest Service road is $5,000.
The latest homeless numbers in Central Oregon are down slightly, and they show decreasing numbers of homeless children. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has a local reaction.
The numbers are still too high, but Julie Licky with the Family Access Network speculates on what the numbers mean.
I believe what we're seeing is a leveling out of our population. Doesn't mean that the issues that we are dealing with families are any less intense. It just means that perhaps some of our families have chosen to leave our communities to find work other places.
Area school districts have seen a decrease of more than 600 students in the last 4 years. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The U.S. Forest Service is scaling back plans for Phil's Trailhead's parking lot. They are responding to concerns from the public and decided to pull back the size of the proposed expanded lot. The new parking lot will have 76 spots, an asphalt surface, and revamped restroom. The agency had initially proposed a 96-spot parking lot near Phil's Trailhead. 1110 KBND News Time is 5:10.